Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, ending tonight's edition of Words and Music. The readers were Emma Fielding and Robert Glenister, and the producers were Fiona McLean and Georgia Mann. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now 11:30. It's time for this week's edition of Jazz Lineup, presented by Claire Martin.
Well, good evening from the Royal Festival Hall, Claw Ballroom, where for the next 90 minutes, Jazz Lineup bring you a potted history of the big band over the last 80 years. You'll be dancing to the Ted Heath Band, Henry Hall, the Scottish Radio Orchestra, John Dankworth, Eric Delaney, and many, many more. Recreating those bands are our very own BBC Big Band, conducted by Barry Forgy. Radio 3 has been playing light music, as it was referred to all this week, and Jazz Lineup rounds off this unique festival of music. The dancers are assembled on the dance floor, so take your partners for Henry Hall's It's Just the Time for Dancing. Time for Dancing, written by Richard Eckersley, as featured many times by Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra. The sheet music just played states it was recorded on the 30th of March, 1932. Let me introduce you to the band on the trumpets, Derek Watkins, Mike Lovett, Brian Rankin and Martin Shaw, the trumpets. The trombones, Andy Wood, Alistair White, Pat Hartley and John Higginbottom. Saxophones, Howard McGill, Paul Jones, Dave O'Higgins, Jamie Talbot and Gemma Moore. Andy Vintner's on the piano. Adam Goldsmith is on guitar. Jeremy Brown is down in the basement. The drums, Tom Gordon. And vibes and percussion, Anthony Kerr. And all conducted by Barry Forgy. Well, here's a piece that traditionally shows off the band. It's an old, old tune covered by so many orchestras over the years. It was consistently played by Ambrose and Jack Hilton, to name just two. And even Charlie Parker gave this a working out. It's Tiger Rag, and it's Jack Hilton's band's version we're about to hear.
One, two, three, four.
Kilton's Tiger Rag, and you heard solos from Howard McGill on flute and clarinet, Andy Vintner on piano, and the roar of the tiger from Andy Wood on trombone. Indian Lament is a composition by Lou Stone and an original piece. Lou Stone wrote most of Ambrose's pad, and he wrote a book on arranging. Barry Forgy and the BBC Big Band play Indian Lament. Derek Watkins takes the trumpet solo on this arrangement by Lou Stone. Indian Lament, composed and arranged by Lou Stone. Next, we salute the Ambrose Band and the tune Caravan. And this tune was arranged for Ambrose by Sid Phillips, a very sought-after musician. Sid played saxophone and clarinet in the Ambrose Orchestra. And there are solos here by Mike Lovett on muted trumpet and Jamie Talbot on tenor sax. This is Caravan. Thank you. Caravan, written by Duke Ellington and featuring Jamie Talbot and tenor Mike Lovett on muted trumpet. This is Jazz Lineup as part of the Light Fantastic Music Festival, and we're in the Claw Ballroom of the Royal Festival Hall, and we're full of fantastic dancers. Looking so glamorous. Well, I get a chance to sing with the band now as I salute the great Vera Lynn, who was the singer for the Ambrose Orchestra before she became the Forces' sweetheart in the Second World War. And I'm being that lady tonight for A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to share that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic.
Next, we turn to the music of Giraldo, one of the most famous bands of the 30s and 40s, and for many decades after. This arrangement by Bill Finnegan established its modernity from the first bar played by Brian Rankin on the trumpet. Bill Finnegan made his name writing for Glenn Miller at the age of 21. Whilst Bill was studying in Paris in the late 40s, Giraldo got him to write a few arrangements for him. It's a very daring arrangement for its time. It's the Continental. In 1947 and still sounds fresh today, the Continental arranged by Bill Finnegan. When planning this programme, we realised we couldn't mention all the bands that were performing, there just isn't time. But Barry Forgy knew that in the depths of the BBC Music Library, a medley existed of many of the band's signature tunes. You'll hear themes from Henry Hall, Ambrose, Billy Cotton, Billy Turnen and countless more in the British Dance Band Medley. next time, the sign-off from Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra, a tune that was played hundreds of times on the BBC, and Henry Hall himself would bid farewell to his listeners until the next time. So, how did you score? Why not drop us an email at Jazz Lineup if you think you've spotted them all, and we'll publish the full list on our website. This is Claire Martin presenting Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 at the Royal Festival Hall as part of the Festival of Light Fantastic, a unique festival of light music with the BBC Big Band conducted by Barry Forgy. Well, then came along arguably the most exciting British big band of them all. Theme tune to the Ted Heath Band brings us to Turn on the Heath. Barry Forgy joins me now from the conductor's podium to explain one of Ted's lesser known drum features. Barry.
The thing about this piece is that it was written specially for one of the first drummers with the Ted Heath Orchestra, great player and conductor, who sadly died very recently, Mr. Jack Parnell. Now, this piece was written by Ed Finkel, and Ed Finkel wrote the very famous drum feature, Leave Us Leap. And when he wrote this for the Heath Band, he'd fallen in love with Scotland and also, I think, knew a little bit about Mendelssohn, because his name was Finkel, and he called this originally Finkel's Rave. This piece then was renamed Turn on the Heath. So here we are, and it's going to feature on the drums Mr. Tom Gordon. Thank you.
featuring Martin Shaw on trumpet, Alistair White on trombone, Andy Vinter on piano, and taking Jack Parnell's seat, Tom Gordon on drums. Well, we couldn't proceed any further tonight without a salute to Sir John Dankworth. John left us a library of music that will remain the backbone of British jazz forever. And this is his arrangement of Gershwin's Swanderful. Gershwin's Swanderful, arranged by Sir John Dankworth. Andy Wood on trombone. Andy Vinder on piano. And Howard McGill on sax. How about that? Well, to Manchester now, and Alan Roper arranged this for Geraldo, but it was made famous by the NDO, the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra. Bernard Herrmann and Alan Ainsworth were two of the great names that conducted that band. This is Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, which came from, of course, The Wizard of Oz.
We'll be right back.
Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, still a great arrangement to this day by Alan Roper. In the 1940s, Harry James had a hit with the tune Cherry. Our version dates from the 1960s, when the BBC Big Band had a mini-series directed by Tommy Watt. This is an example of super smooth writing. Cherry, a hit for Harry James and played by the BBC Big Band. We're to Scotland now, and Brian Fay, who was conductor of the BBC Scottish Radio Orchestra from 1972 till its sad demise in 1981. He composed for films, but the composition we're about to hear is without doubt his most memorable, and it became the BBC call sign for pop music on the radio for Alan Freeman's Pick of the Pops. It's the sign of the swinging cymbal.
Thank you.
Sign of the Swinging Cymbal, written by Brian Fay. Paul Jones was on soprano sax and swinging the cymbals. Tom Gordon on drums. But tonight's conductor, Barry Forgy, joins me again to tell us about our next item, attributed to the famous Ken McIntosh band. Barry.
This next piece we're going to play, it comes from the repertoire, as Claire said, of Ken McIntosh, the very famous band leader who worked for many years in Hammersmith Palais. And this was a big hit for him, this number. It's called The Creep. And some of you may know it, particularly the dancers who may have danced to those bands. And we actually have a couple of guys who were in the band. Our piano player, Mr. Andy Vinter, it was his first professional job with Ken McIntosh. And on lead trumpet, Derek Watkins used to do all his broadcasts, as well as, of course, working with the Heath Band a few years ago. So this is called The Creep, and it really features, as a starter, Gemma Moore on the baritone saxophone. So it's a nice one to dance to, so enjoy it.
Thank you.
was the theme tune of the Big Band Special on Radio 2. Big Band Special first started in 1979 and is still running. Around that time, many bands were still broadcasting, including the band of Eric Delaney. And this is just one of the tunes that he was famous for. Being a flamboyant drummer and percussionist, Eric employed the use of timpani, and this rendition was a hit for him. Oranges and Lemons, which the BBC Big Band also broadcast on Big Band Special. Playing Eric Delaney timpani tonight is Anthony Kerr. And Lemons, Jamie Talbot took the tenor solo, and Anthony Kerr took the timpani role in that tune, made famous by Eric Delaney and his band in Oranges and Lemons. I'm going to do a song now that I learned from one of the greatest singers, Mark Murphy, who really made this song by Oliver Nelson his own. This is our version of Stolen Moments.
Baby, would it make up for what they say? If I hold you and kiss you, darling, would you linger a while today? If I hold you and hug you, my kissing won't bug you, the gossips won't hurt you, I'll never desert you, and someday we'll find us where people won't bind us to their hands all the time.
have stolen moments? Why can't I always have you near? Holding you in my arms forever, and I never have any cares. They just chitter and clatter and pitter and matter. They titter and twitter, their glitter gets bitter. But we're here, I steered here, it's weird here. Those bids dear, oh, watch the pantomime. I told you I love you, pretty baby. Would it make up for what they say? If I hold you and kiss you, darling, would you linger a while today? If I hold you and hug you, my kissing won't bug you. The gossips won't hurt you, I'll never desert you. And someday we'll find us where people won't bind us to the hands of time. Why do we have to have stolen moments? Why can't I always have you near? Holding you in my arms forever, and I never have any cares. They're just a cheater and clatter and pitter and matter. They twitter and tatter, their glitter gets bitter. But we're here, I steered here, it's weird here. Those beards, dear, watch the pantomime.
Thank you. Oliver Nelson's Stolen Moments, arranged by Barry Forgy. You heard features for guitarist Adam Goldsmith, Martin Shaw on flugelhorn, and Jeremy Brown on the bass. But many arrangers contributed to the repertoire of the BBC Big Band, none more than Steve Gray. He was adept at turning a simple tune into a work of art. In Stephen Foster's Cab Town Races, he makes this simple ditty into a magnum opus. As Steve remarked, anyone who has to write a swinging big band chart on a tune, the hook of which is doo-dah, has some serious thinking to do. piano of Andy Vintner taking us through the Steve Gray arrangement of Camptown Races. Solos by Paul Jones on soprano sax. Adam Goldsmith on guitar. Alistair White on trombone. It's finale time here at the Claw Ballroom within the Royal Festival Hall. And we end on a classic piece of Barry Forgy composition and arranging. This last item was a BBC commission in 2006 for tonight's conductor Barry Forgy to write for the European Jazz Orchestra. This piece is composed with the tune Coming Through the Rye in mind, except that Forgy has turned it inside out, upside down, and then added a dram of whiskey. Rye Smiles opens with the pipes playing the theme as the mist clears. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Grey Smiles, composed by Barry Forgy, played by the BBC Big Band and conducted by the composer. You heard solos from the two Dennis, David Higgins and Jamie Talbot. Guitarist Adam Goldsmith, drummer Tom Gordon, and the star piper Ian McInnes. That ends the celebration of light music in this light, fantastic festival, brought to you on Jazz Lineup with the BBC Big Band conducted by Barry Forgy. The jazz continues on Radio 3 with Jazz on 3 on Monday night, featuring highlights from the 2011 Vision Festival in New York. I'm back next week with John Taylor and Julian Arguelles, recorded at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival. Until then, from me, Claire Martin, at London South Bank, bye-bye! The BBC Big Band, one more time!
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. The BBC Proms don't often celebrate the anniversary of an individual work rather than a composer, but we couldn't let 2010 pass without a 400th anniversary performance of Monteverdi's Vespers. And there's really only one person who could possibly have conducted it. Sir John Eliot Gardiner first heard the Vespers as a child, and the memory wouldn't leave him. As an undergraduate at Cambridge in 1964, he mounted a performance of the work as he thought it should sound, and the rest is history. For the next hour and a half, here is that Proms performance from 2010, giving pride of place to the Monteverdi Choir.
surge amica, surge amica mea, amica mea, surge, surge, veni, veni, amiem transit, imbe abitet, recessit, flores apparuerunt in terra nostra. Surge amica, surge amica mea, amica mea, surge, surge, veni, veni, amiem transit, imbe abitet, recessit, flores apparuerunt in terra.